Friday, Turkey marks the 100th anniversary of the Battle of Gallipoli in World War I. The battle was a major military campaign. The Ottoman Turks defeated a British-led invasion, but later lost the war. Also on Friday, Armenians around the world will mark 100 years since the killings of large numbers of Armenians by the Ottomans. Armenians use the word genocide to describe the killings. But Turkey argues that the number of deaths is overstated, and it says those who were killed died during a civil war. The events of a century ago are captured in the story of a Turkish-Armenian army officer. The publication of his recollections of the Battle of Gallipoli has fueled debate in Turkey. The officer was named Sarkis Torosyan. His story explores many subjects considered taboo or largely ignored in Ottoman history. In other words, Turks refuse to talk about them today. In the early 20th century, Captain Torosyan was recognized for his work in the army of the Ottoman Empire. Yet his mother and sisters died when the Ottoman government forced large numbers of Armenians from their homes. Armenians and others have used the word genocide to describe this mass expulsion. But the Turkish government strongly rejects this description. Ayhan Aktar is a professor at Bilgi University in Istanbul. He says the most troubling part of Captain Torosyan's story is that he fought at the Battle of Gallipoli. He says the story disputes Turkey's official version of events, which says only Turks fought at Gallipoli. He notes it is also in conflict with the latest Islamic explanation of the battle.
When you form a Turkish republic based upon ethnic nationalism, then you try to rewrite history. In the last 15 years, a kind of an Islamic narrative started. They started to talk about kind of scents are coming from the sky and protecting the glorious Islamic army against the infidel. You know, in both narratives, in the Turkish narrative, in the Islamic narrative, poor Captain Torosyan is a persona non grata. He doesn't have any place. He's not a Turk to take place in the Turkish narrative, and he's not a Muslim. He's a Christian, and therefore he doesn't fit to the Islamic narrative.
Professor Aktar says publishers were persuaded to produce the book in Turkey because of the importance of Captain Torosyan's story. He says he knew the memoirs would create a debate, but he says he was surprised when Turkish nationalists, Islamists, and even the army joined to attack it.
I wasn't expecting such a debate. I wasn't expecting such a fury. They told me that I was naive. I was cheated by the text. And they tried to discredit the book, saying that this guy is a systematic liar. When the Torosyan debate started, Turkish chief of staff made an official declaration saying that there was no officer called Sarkis Torosyan on Gallipoli front in 1915.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has admitted the truth of the story. Mr. Erdogan made note of it in a message to Armenian President Serge Sarkisian. Mr. Erdogan wanted to persuade the Armenian leader to attend the Gallipoli anniversary observances, but the offer was refused. Professor Aktar says the debate over the book has created a worrying atmosphere for Turkey's small Armenian minority.
An Armenian Facebook friend wrote me a personal message saying that my grandfather, Haçik Bey, was wounded at Gallipoli. I wrote to him saying, "Hey, can I use this account?" He said, "Please do so, but don't give my name." I mean, this upsurge of nationalism against an Armenian officer who fought in the army created a kind of an uneasy feeling in an ordinary Turkish-Armenian citizen still having the, you know, trauma of genocide. And I never forgive this.
He says the book has opened the way for other recollections of Armenian officers who fought at Gallipoli to become known.
This debate on Captain Tarosyan initiated another upsurge of research about who were these officers in the Ottoman army. Actually, I'm very proud of it. While we are commemorating a battle, a resistance, or heroism, we should never forget the ones who were fighting with us. This is very important, and we should pay respect.
Many Turks question the involvement and even the presence of Armenian officers in the Ottoman army at the Battle of Gallipoli. But observers say the debate about the book and the publishing of similar stories mean another historical taboo has been tested and is now being discussed. I'm Jim Tedder. Now, words in this story. Recollections, noun, the act of remembering something from the past. Taboo, something that is unacceptable to talk about or do. Adjective, not acceptable to talk about or do. Persona non grata, adjective, unwelcome or unacceptable. Memoirs, noun, writings in which someone describes past experiences. Do you believe Captain Tarosyan fought at Gallipoli? Do you think the mass deportation of Armenians by the Ottoman rulers should be considered a genocide? We want to hear from you. Write to us in the comments section.